Somebody who makes a trade with the Aniya. The Ani gives him like a chick or a pair, and he gives the Ani regular grain. The grain that he receives from the Aniyim is pater from Iser. As he is receiving leket, shif, or peah, which is pater from Iser. And the grain that he is giving to the Ani is chayv in Iser, as he is giving the Ani regular grain. So therefore, he would have to take off Iser before giving the regular grain to the Ani. Shnayim shekiblu et asadeh ba'arisa. Two people that jointly received the field. A sharecropper. These two people together are sharecroppers on the field. They do the work on the field and get a certain amount of the crop in return. And each one does a certain side of the field. One of them is a sharecropper on one side and the other one is a sharecropper on the other side. Zen Aysen Lazachelko Maitharani. Zen Aysen Lazachelko Maitharani. If the two sharecroppers are in Niam, each one of them can give the Maitharani from his share to the other one. But he can't take the Maaser Ani from his own shear. As the Baal Bayis, an owner of a field, is not allowed to take any of the Matnos Aniyim from his own field for himself. This is learned out from a pasuk. The pasuk said, Lo Talakeh La Ani. Chazal learned out from there that an Ani can't be Malakeh, the Leket Shecha Peah, or the Maaser Ani from his own field. He has to give it to other Aniyim. So therefore, each one of these sharecroppers from his own side of the field, he can't take the Leket Shecha or Peah, or Maitharani for himself, but he could give it to the sharecropper on the other side of the field. Hamakabo Sada Liksor Asa Balekat Shiko Pea or Maitharani. Somebody who receives a field that he is doing the harvesting on this field, and in return he gets a share of the crop. He's not allowed to take for himself the Leket Shiko or Pea or Maitharani, even though he himself is an Ani, since he is a sharecropper on this field, he would not be allowed to take the Leket Shecha or Peah or Maitharani from this field. As we said, that somebody who owns the field cannot take the Matnas Aniyim from his own field. Even if it's an Ani, he has to give it to other Aniyim instead. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emesa, Bizman Shekibo Mimenu Lemechza Lishlish Ulervi. Rabbi Yehuda said, when do we say that a sharecropper on a field cannot take the Matnas Aniyim from the field that he is working on? That's only if he receives the field for a half or a third or a quarter. Meaning to say that the sharecropper does all the work on the field. And he gives the Baal Bayis, the owner of the field, a certain share of the crop. For example, he gives the owner of the field half or a third or a quarter of the crops, and the rest of the crop he takes for himself. And since he does all the work on the field and takes a percentage of the crops in return, so the sharecropper is considered the Baal HaBayis of this field, is considered his field, and since it's his field, he's not allowed to take the matnos on him from that field. Avo mamalei shlish mashat talkaiter shocha muter belaket uveshecha uvepeah ba'aser b'maaser ani. But if the owner of the field tells the sharecropper, a third of what you harvest would belong to you, that the sharecropper is not doing all the work on the field, is not doing the plowing and the planting, all he's doing is the harvesting. And in return for his harvesting, he would receive a third of the crop that he harvested. In this case, the sharecropper is not considered the Baal Bayis of the field. And it would be permissible for him to take the Leket Shecha Peah from this field if the sharecropper is an Ani. But it would be forbidden for him to take the Maaser Ani from the crop that he receives in return for the harvest. And the chiyuv to give the Leket Shecha Peah is chal at the time of the harvest. Meaning to say, whoever owns the crop at the time of the harvest, he is the one that's considered the Baal Bayis in regard to the Leket Shecha Peah of the field. And in this case, the sharecropper does not have a share in the crop at the time of the harvest, as he only receives a third of what he harvested. So therefore, he only receives the crop after he harvested the crop. So therefore, he is not considered the Baal Bayis in regards to Leket Shecha Peah, since he doesn't own the crop at the time of the harvest. So since it's not the Baal Bayis of the field in regards to these Matnas Aniyim, if it's an Ani, he would be allowed to take the Leket Shecha Peah of the field. But it would be forbidden for him to take the Maaser Ani from the crop that he received. As the chiyuv of the Maaser Ani isn't at the time of the harvest, it's later on after you harvest, that's when you're mechuyav to give the Maaser Ani. And therefore, since at the time of the chiyuv of the Maaser Ani, he has already received the crops, and he is the owner of those crops, he can't take the Maaser Ani for himself, as it is forbidden to take Maaser Ani from your own crops. So even if it's Ani, he would have to give the Maaser Ani to a different Ani. Somebody who had fully grown grain on his property, they hadn't harvested yet, and he sells his field together with the grain. If the seller is an ani, he would be allowed to collect the lekach, shecha, and peah from the field that he sold, since he no longer owns it. While the lokeach, the buyer, if the buyer is an ani, it is forbidden for him to collect the lekach, shecha, and peah from the field, since he is now the owner of the field. And we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that the owner of a field, even if he is an ani, is not allowed to collect the matnos aniyim from the field that he owns. Now the Mefarshim say that if somebody has a field with grain that is attached to the field that has not yet been harvested, and he sells the grain and leaves the field for himself, in such a case, both the buyer and the seller are forbidden to collect the matnos aniyim from the field, even if they are aniyim. As the seller, since he kept the land for himself, even though he sold the grain, it's forbidden for him to collect the matnos aniyim, and the buyer also, even though he doesn't own the field, but since he owns the grain of the field, it's also forbidden for him to collect the matnos aniyim from the field. Lo yizkor adam et apol amenashi elake b'no achro. Somebody is not allowed to hire workers that will work on the field, and to stipulate a condition with the workers that he will allow the sons of the workers to collect the matnos aniyim from the field. Even if the workers are aniyim, and they're technically allowed to collect the lekach, shecha, and peah, but since he made this a stipulation, the contract, with the workers, he is probably not giving the workers their full pay, and they're being compensated in other ways by the owner of the field allowing their son to collect the lekach, shecha, and peah, and that's not right. He's not allowed to use the lekach, shecha, and peah as an excuse not to give the parlin the full pay. It's as if he's taking from other aniyim and giving it to these parlim instead, and that's forbidden. So therefore, he cannot make such a stipulation with the parlim. Mishayna maniach is aniyim loko. Somebody owns a field and does not allow the aniyim to come into the field to collect the lekach, shecha, and peah from the field. Oshu maniach is echad ve'echad lo. Or he allows some aniyim to come in to collect the matnos aniyim, but other aniyim, he doesn't allow them to come into the field to collect the matnos aniyim. Oshu misayyeh echad mehem. Or he helps one of the aniyim collect the lekach, shecha, and peah, and that way he allows that ani to collect the lekach, shecha, and peah, while stopping other aniyim from collecting it. Since he's helping this one will have a better chance to collect the lekach, shecha, and peah from the field. All of these things are forbidden. Hareza gozo as aniyim. Anybody who does these things is stealing from the aniyim, as you are mechuyev to allow all the aniyim to have a fair chance to collect the lekach, shecha, and peah from your field. Al zeh ne'emar, about such a person, it says, al tasei gvul olim, one must not encroach on the border of olim. Olim, the Mefarshim say, is referring to Klal Yisrael, who are olim Mitzrayim, who have gone up and out of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave dinim to Klal Yisrael, who are olim Mitzrayim, and the din says, they must allow all the aniyim a fair chance to collect the lekach, shecha, and peah, and one who does not do so has been over all the dinim that were given to Klal Yisrael. Another peerage given in Olam by the Mefarshim is that Olam is referring to the aniyim. Aniyim are yored menichsam, they have lost their property. And Olam is the opposite of yordim. We don't want to say about the aniyim yordim, instead we want to speak about the aniyim in an honorable way. So we call the aniyim Olam menichsam, even though they actually are yored menichsam, they have lost their property. Meaning to say that these aniyim who have lost their property and are forced to collect the lekach, shecha, and peah, we must treat them in an honorable way to allow them to collect the lekach, shecha, and peah in an honorable fashion. And one who does not do so has been over on this pasuk about tasek v'olam.